All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, speaking to you today is the, what are we looking at here? We're looking at the 17th of January already. Half of January is gone. It's certainly been a good start for those of us invested in the gold mining sector, that's for sure. But boy, time flies fast. I'd just like to remind you that I am the host, I am also the editor, I should say, of a newsletter called Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks. You can subscribe to that newsletter by going to miningstocks.com, or you can call our office here in New York at 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. And I should mention that you can sign up at least temporarily now for a three-month subscription for just $69. It is a most exciting time in this sector because, it's just fun to own gold shares again when you can make some money in them. Chen Lin is still a good friend of mine. He's no longer formally attached to Taylor Hard Money Advisors as he was. We no longer provide the subscription fulfillment services for what is Chen buying, what is Chen selling. But I would encourage you to check out Chen's work. Go to chenpicks.com and you can sign up directly with Chen for his service there at chenpicks.com. Chen remains a good friend of mine. We will trade ideas, investment ideas back and forth from time to time, but we are no longer providing that service. But anyway, we will be in touch with Chen, and I expect he'll be on this show from time to time as a guest as well. Chenpicks.com is a place to go. I want to encourage you to continue sending along your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com, questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. I want to thank each of you for listening to this show and making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. I also want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Sponsors for today's show are DynaCert, Golden Predator, RN Resources, and Novo Resources. I would like to remind all of you who may be in and or around Vancouver towards the end of this week, the next Metals Investor Forum will be held at the Rosewood Hotel. That's downtown Vancouver, and that's this coming Friday, the 20th, and Saturday, the 21st. Admission is free, but I'm told that the numbers are really piling up. So whether there will be space for you, you better move fast. Go to jtaylormedia.com. Click on the banner, on the Metals Investor Forum banner, enter your name and email address, and you'll have a spot at the at this event. But the space is limited. Hotel is not a monstrous place. There's room for, 600-800 people perhaps, but that's about it. And I'm told that the numbers are really piling up fast now, and no doubt because of the gold markets have been so kind to gold share investors, people are starting to get interested in buying the gold shares. I will be speaking there on Saturday at 10 o'clock, and the title of my talk is Something's Got to Give in 2017. It's a year of tectonic shifts, as Michael Oliver has been reminding us. Actually, towards the end of 2015, Michael started talking about the tectonic shifts in the major markets, and he's been spot on in terms of his warnings about the various markets. And we will be talking to Michael a little later, right after the first commercial break, in fact, just in a few minutes from now. There are a lot of different companies at this show, and I'll mention their names because some of you may be investors in some of these companies, and you may want to make sure that you show up to meet the CEOs and talk with the management of these various exploration companies. Now, the companies that I invited to the show are companies, of course, in my newsletter, because all the newsletter writers that are a part of this show write specifically for their subscribers. They don't get paid by companies, so there is not that normal or that bias that you might expect from people that are getting, I mean, if you pay, give me enough money, I'll say a lot of nice things about you. No, that isn't what's in play here. All the newsletter writers like Eric Coffin, John Kaiser, Gwen Preston, Brent Cook, Brian London, myself, we sell our newsletters to our subscribers, and we don't get paid by companies to say nice things about them. But the four companies that I have been responsible for inviting are Corvus Gold, Falco Resources, Terra X Minerals, and Riverside Resources. And there are some other companies on my list that are also going to be there. Osisko Gold Royalties will be there, Millrock Resources, Marisol Resources, and Aran Resources, all companies that I have of course, Aran has been a sponsor of this show and is now a sponsor of this show, one of my favorite companies, so I'm really looking forward to seeing them as well. Some of the other companies that will be there: First Mining Finance, Eurasian Minerals, Bear Creek Mining, San Marco Resources, GoldQuest Mining Corp., Red Eagle Mining Corporation, Uranium Energy Corporation, Vendetta Mining Corp., Next Gen Energy, Nevsun Resources, Marisol Resources, Integra Gold, Calibre Mining Corp., Skeena Resources, East Main Resources, Pilot Gold, Aran Resources, as I mentioned, Calinex, Iridine Resources, Playfair Mining, Osprey Gold Corp., Adamara Minerals, and Columbus Gold Corp. So I'm really looking forward to meeting various people, the companies that I follow, and some that I have not yet followed, but maybe picking them up in my newsletter. And again, really encourage you to give my newsletter a try. $69. Just go to miningstocks.com and you can sign up for that. Well, I have titled today's show, The Seven Deadly Sins of Finance. Peter Grandich will be with me at about half past the hour, and as I mentioned, just as soon as we come back from the break in a couple of minutes from now, Michael Oliver will be with me as well. With early success as a stockbroker, Peter Grandich was known as the Wall Street whiz kid, but despite money and fame, Peter was very unhappy at times in his life. I've known Peter for quite a few years, actually some 30 years. Not only was he unhappy, but he was clinically depressed and actually thought of taking his life at one point. Thankfully, his Christian faith, because of that, Peter found a way to live life in a joyful, peaceful, and happy manner. His bank account may not be quite as big as it once was, but he is happy and he has all the material comforts and more than he needs. Now, I want to ask Peter, when he comes to us about half past the hour, to talk to us about the seven deadly sins of finance that he discovered in his career on Wall Street. And that were so responsible for the pain and heartache that he had through much of his life, in the hope that perhaps in some ways some of us can benefit from Peter's experience in listening to what he has to say. We do have to go to commercial break now, but don't go away, because Michael Oliver, who has had just this marvelous track record, really, in terms of not only gold, but countless other markets, he'll be with me as soon as we come back from the break, so don't go away. We'll be right back.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
Aran Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Aran is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
Gold and Predator Mining Corp., a well-financed gold exploration company operating in Canada's Yukon. Focused on advancing its Three Aces project, a high-grade gold project located in the southeast Yukon with gold and quartz outcrops at surface. Ongoing work includes trenching, roadwork, drilling, and bulk sampling. Gold and Predator also holds the part-producing Brewery Creek project located near Dawson City, Yukon. Gold and Predator, a company working closely with Yukon First Nations. Gold and Predator trades on the Canadian venture market as GPY and in the U.S. OTC market as NTGSF.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.